City Market has always been one of Savannah's busiest crossroads. In the years before the Civil War, this square was alive with the rhythm of daily life. Wagons rolled in from the countryside at first light, their wheels groaning under loads of vegetables, sweet potatoes, fish, and fresh-cut meat. Under the old wooden market shed, farmers called out their prices. Fishmongers slapped their catch onto blocks of melting ice, and the mingled scents of ripe produce, river shrimp, bacon bread, and horse sweat drifted through the arcades. It felt like a place where the whole city passed through at some point in the day. Housewives compared prices on butter and eggs. Children tugged at sleeves begging for gingerbread. Sailors from the riverfront came looking for a hot meal, while free black vendors, butchers, and seamstresses worked among enslaved laborers who carried baskets, pushed carts, and tended stalls for their owners. Daily commerce might look ordinary here, but it was held together by the realities of slavery.